The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the Minbar you're listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
Without a doubt, Imam Hussein is in love with the Quran. We read in his ziyarah, Ashhadu annaka at-tali li-kitabillah. Yes, if I want to introduce you to people, I bear witness that you are at-tali. At-tali comes from tilawa. You're the one who would recite Quran in that special way. Tilawatul Quran isn't just qira'atul Quran. Tilawatul Quran has its etiquette. On the night of Ashura, you yourself said, Inni uhibbu salata wa tilawata kitabillah. You said, I love salat. I love to recite Quran. Or in the ziyarat, Assalamu alayk, ya sharik al Quran. Yeah? The one who is paired with the Quran. Hadith al Thaqalain is all about this idea that the Ahlul Bayt are paired with the Quran. So there's no doubt about that. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is in love with the Quran. So I want to share with you a few stories in which he comes back at somebody with a verse of the Quran. Very simple. These are very simple. But they are a reminder to us how things should look, inshallah, with us being the Shia of Ahlul Bayt. It says that Abdullah bin Amr, his name is. So there's a little bit of history here. Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-As. So we all know Amr bin Al-As, right? The mastermind of Siffin. The one who, if he wasn't there, Imam Ali would have finished off Muawiyah. But it was the idea of Amr bin Al-As to put up the Qur'ans and show the simple-minded people on Imam Ali's side, about 20,000 of them, show them that, look, this, you're fighting us, we're Muslims too, look, we have the Qur'an. Just letting you know, FYI. And so thousands of, in the army of Imam Ali fell for this. Like, oh my God, we're fighting these people, we were told these guys aren't Muslim. Now they're showing us the Qur'an, they believe in the Qur'an. Imam Ali, what did you, like, what's going on here? Did you not tell us the truth or something? So they went against Imam Ali. Well, whose idea was this? Because Muawiyah, he's like, it's all over. It's Amr's idea. Amr bin al-As, he's one of those, he's one of the four, I think, that have been considered as the smartest of the Arab. Yeah? Anyway, he has a son by the name of Abdullah, who is known for his religiosity, his worship. He's an arif, kind of, you know. And so it's interesting. They say him and his father had 12 years difference. So his dad had him when he was about 12, 13. His dad got married very young, apparently. And so he's one of those sahaba of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, this son of Amr bin al-As. And he embraced Islam before his father, they say as well. Okay, wonderful. But man, the problem is this. I don't care about all that. Which side are you on in Siffin? That's my question. I mean, it's very, for us as Shia, it's very easy. The measuring sticks are there. If someone was alive during the time of Siffin, the first question we ask, I don't care what your past is, I don't care what your, whatever, what your lineage is, where were you in Siffin? And so this Abdullah bin Amr, he's on the side of Muawiyah. But there's an explanation here. There's a justification here. We'll get to that. So it says that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam one time passed by, apparently in Masjid al-Nabi, passed by this Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As. This is years after Siffin. And Abdullah says, "Man ahabba an yandura ila ahabbi ahli al-ard ila ahli al-sama' falyandur ila hadha al-mujtaz." If anyone wants to see somebody that is so beloved, more beloved in the heavens than on earth or whatever, look at this person that's passing, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Alright? And I have never spoken to him after Siffin. Well, duh. If you're fighting him and his dad in Siffin, of course you're not gonna talk to each other after Siffin. So a famous companion of Rasulullah is there in this gathering, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, very famous. Yes? It says that he went to Imam Hussein and he said, he took this Abdullah to Imam Hussein. He says, this is what he's saying about you, Imam Hussein. You're like the best ever. Then Imam Hussein, he says this, فَقَالَ الْحُسَيْنِ أَتَعْلَمُ أَنِّي أَحَبُّ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ وَتُقَاتِلُنِي وَأَبِي يَوْمَ السَّفِينَ. You are saying that I'm the most beloved in the skies on earth, everybody, and then you fight me and my dad in Safin. What's up? Right? So it's not just us as Shia living today. Brothers and sisters, this is super important. It just came to my mind now. Thank you, Allah, for putting this in my mind. It's not just us today who say, how can you love each other and fight each other in Safin? Because that's what the majority of Ahl al-Sunnah will say. They will say that, look, yes, they were fighting each other, but they still loved each other. We say we just can't register that, comprehend it. How does that work? Well, as a matter of fact, Imam Hussein, according to this report, also can't comprehend it. He's like, if I'm the most beloved in the skies, that means I'm on the right path, right? So why are you going to fight me and my dad in Siffin? Come on. So Imam Hussein also is like, what's going on here? Now look at this. And this is when you look at religion in a black and white way, it becomes very problematic. He says, فَاسْتَعْذَرَ. He said, I'm sorry. وَقَالْ إِنَّ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَى قَالَ لِي أَطِعْ أَبَاكْ. The Prophet had told me that I need to always obey my father. Obey my father. Amr bin al-As, my father, said, you have to come on our side in Siffin. So the Prophet has said that we need to obey. I need to obey my dad. All right? So that's why I went on that side. Now this report, that's all it says. He said, my father said, the Holy Prophet said, I must obey my father. But I saw other reports. They say that, the ones that we don't really actually accept, says that my father told me I should the Prophet said I need to obey my father till the end of his life. Okay? Anyway, what does Imam Hussein reply with? What would we say in response to this? Well, first of all, we'd facepalm ourselves very hard. And then we'd be like, come on, like, do we even have to answer this? But the Imam, he answers with this verse of the Quran. So the Imam says, أَمَا سَمِعْتَ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ. I don't care what the Prophet said according to you, of course. According to you, what the Prophet said, or else we care what the Prophet says, because what the Prophet says, in huwa illa wahyun yuha. The Quran says whatever he says is wahi. So, but the way you're quoting the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm not going to take it. As a matter of fact, I have a measuring stick that shows me what you're making stuff up. Why? Because the Quran says, have you not heard Allah say? Forget the Prophet. Allah say. In wa in jahadaka ala an tushrika bima laysa laka bi ilm fala tuti'huma. Have you not heard Allah in the Quran? He says, if one of your parents or both of them, they push you towards something wrong like shirk, fala tuti'huma, then don't obey them. Why? Because have you not heard what the Holy Prophet also has said, according to you, if you respect the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, that la ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'siyatil khaliq. When it comes to obedience, there is no obedience of anybody if it equals to and is paramount to the ma'siyah and disobedience of the khaliq. Forget the khaliq, the creation of God. I'm not going to have obedience when it comes to the creation of Allah if it's going to go against the creator. Very simple. But you see, you can really shut that person's mouth, who everyone sees as an abid zahid, by the way. Shut his mouth up with what? With a verse of the Quran. Because you can't come back at a verse of the Quran. You can't say, well, the Prophet told me this. Well, the Prophet himself is saying, follow the Quran.
I swear to Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah,
Until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.